my absolute pumpkins. Oh, you guys, do not forget about our third annual-ish Halloween live show. It's going to be so fun. October 30th, 8 p.m. Be there or be sad. And I don't want anyone to be sad.
Yeah. And again, it's virtual. So it's very an easy lift on your end. Okay. You just can tune in. Screw Marshas can watch it the next day. So if you want to watch it the next day, become a Screw Marsha and it'll be uploaded on the Patreon. Tickets are $12 plus taxes and fees, which comes out to like $14 or so. Mm-hmm. We'll be in costume. We're going to be carving pumpkins. And the link is in the description to this episode, as well as in the bio of both of our Instagrams. So get the tickets now.
Get the tickets now or be sad for literally ever. And don't forget to send in your picture of a pumpkin you carved or yourself that you want us to roast and toast.
I'll have what she's having.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I was saying go up.
Go up. Interesting.
I was telling you go up go and I was going to go down.
Oh, did you do
if
that?
If you went up, I'd go down.
Okay, but down. I didn't know what that meant because it felt like the baton is.
Oh, this means generally if someone's pointing upwards.
Yeah, but if somebody when someone's directing, the fingers are actually already.
Did it go like this?
Yeah, your finger went like that.
No, it didn't.
How are you?
I was doing well.
How the hell are you? You were recognized today.
On the way in this it was very studio.
It was very exciting. Should have taken a picture.
Well, here's the thing. I never know what to say.
You were perfect. She was perfect. I was honestly like, no notes for anybody. That's what I, as a bystander, I said, no notes.
Because I'm like, sometimes actual famous people be like, do you want a picture? I think that's pretentious.
I think that's insane.
So I'm always just like, you know what the worst is when someone's like, oh my God, you're and then fat Carrie Bradshaw. Oh. Like, it's hard to respond to that because it's not a compliment.
I am. Oh.
Yeah. It's just like
you're
a.
Right.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then usually there's like an awkward.
Well, she was really great because she was like, great. I mean, so again, no, I think that both of you filled the space beautifully. And then
she was also smoking Capri cigarettes, which I haven't seen in. I don't even know. Like wow. It was like I clocked her cigarettes before she even said anything because I was like, wow, they're basically Virginia Slims.
Wow. I didn't even notice that.
Listen,
I was walking through the fog. I probably was talking.
I love a woman smoking.
I love a woman
smoking. No
one
smokes cigarettes anymore.
I know. It's such a lost art. And it really is so gorgeous to see, you know?
Listen, I wish that smoking was healthy.
Me too. Because my personality is I need to step outside really quick to smoke.
Yeah, I don't even like, and I don't like smoking, but I like it. The culture.
I love the culture. I mean, if I could smoke weed all the time, I would. If it didn't make me loopy, laughy, and hi.
Yeah. I was going to be like, you do smoke weed a lot.
I do smoke weed a lot. I mean, but I'd love to just like be able to do it all the time and step outside.
When I worked at the restaurant, I would like go out for cigarettes all the time and just kind of stand there with
yes.
it lit.
Yes. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous thing to do.
It's kind of, yeah. And now we're losing the art of it.
Losing the art of it. No one steps outside anymore.
But anyway, it's been raining for 4 days.
I know. It's a little gloomy.
Like
at this
literally
point.
4 days.
I'm sad.
The sun hasn't shined in 4 days.
Who's the sun? I don't remember her.
Which I don't, I like an overcast, but the rain.
Listen.
Especially when it's going to be fall.
Right. I think there's something so romantic about the rain. So being alone, I'm like, this is exciting. And then for 4 days, I'm like, now this is just rubbing it in.
You think it's romantic?
I do. If you have nowhere to go and it's raining.
I think it's romantic too, but not like, I don't like when it's raining. I'm not like, I wish I had a partner. I'm usually like, I'm glad I don't have somebody making me go outside today.
Well, yeah, no, I meant to have a partner where you both decide we're not going outside today. I don't want a partner who's like, let's go outside on a, I'd be like, are you sick? We just got permission from the universe to stay in. I'm taking it.
That I want a partner that's like, let's take a sick day.
Yeah, that's what I want a partner who's like, let's be bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want a partner who's like, let's be bad. Let's smoke cigarettes.
But I need a partner that's like, we shouldn't smoke cigarettes.
I want them to ping pong between the way I will as well. So one of us is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what I want anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It really is hard to say. And you can, the only thing you can do is just continue onward and know what you want in your own life.
That's so true.
Thank you for saying
that. I never thought of that.
Yeah. That's just been something I've been, I guess you could say it's my motto recently.
Sometimes I feel.
Say it.
Maybe there's a mountain.
Okay.
And it seems like you should just go over it.
You got to climb.
You got to go over the mountain.
It's about the climb.
And you get to the other side.
Ugh, ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? The peaks and the valleys.
The peaks and the valleys. Yeah. No one talks about the valleys.
Mm-mm. But the valleys is where you come up with the art.
We've successfully gone. I don't think we've actually said anything this whole time, but it's impressive.
It's very impressive. Sometimes I'm like, other people aren't as good at filler words and statements as I am.
I'm good at it.
I'm fantastic.
I'm great at adjectives.
Me too. We love that.
But anyway,
so you're good.
How are you?
Okay. Well, I'm good too. I am doing well. I am, what am I doing? That's a really great question. What am I doing that even makes me doing well? I'm getting ready to go home for my sister's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be something. I am, what else?
Once this happens, you're done with sibling weddings forever.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, and that will be nice. I'll say that. And you know, At the beginning of my life, if it had been a horse race, I would have bet me last. You know what I mean? I would have bet me definitely finishing last and coming around the bend. So I feel good about it. I feel good about it. I have to give the speech at one of the speeches at my sister's, you know, party reception, and I'm preparing for it. And the jokes I've written so far are so dumb. It's like my little sister. Although tonight, I'm sure we look like twins. Like, it's just dumb. It's dumb for me, you know?
You know how to do this, though.
No, I know. I can do it in my sleep.
Yeah, you don't need... You can have an amazing... I'm like, people would hire you to write wedding speeches.
And have.
So you need to...
Bring it.
Take this as... Pretend you're an assignment from someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna...
Go for the back of that. Just get laughs. Who cares about that?
I know. I think I am. People are gonna be like, what's going on? I'll be like, sorry, it's the older sister giving a speech. I'll be up here for a while.
I think the best ones are like 2 minutes, solid 2 minutes, funny, yeah. funny. Let's do 30 seconds of sentimental, and that's the end of the speech.
Okay.
I think there should be a legal limit of 2 minutes and 45 seconds on wedding speeches.
I think we have, she said, between 3 minutes and 3 minutes and 30 seconds. So I was going to aim for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That way for the laugh breaks, I'm sure that's going to put me at 5.
Because I'm like, nobody likes a long speech at a wedding.
Not a one.
Nobody wants to hear about inside jokes. Nobody wants...
All right.
I'm just telling, listen, I'm a bit of a wedding aficionado, as we know.
I know you are.
I have 2 weddings this month.
Yeah.
So I've just been, so I'm like, I've seen it all.
I've seen it all, the goods, the bads.
And nobody cares about, like, when there's 6 pages printed out about, like, when me and Doug were growing up, we had the best time with an old lady across the street. Is Mrs. Finkelstein here?
Yeah.
Like, no, nobody gives a fuck.
No, yeah, definitely don't have that much.
You know, just...
Yeah. In, out, on with life.
Funny little stories.
I'm gonna...
I mean, you know how to do all of this.
It's gonna be great. So I'm excited for that. and just getting to have that moment.
And you're going to look great.
I'm going to look great. That much I know.
What are you wearing?
I don't know yet. And that's exciting.
Oh.
I might go shopping today to see if I can find something, because something new can be exciting.
Yes.
And if that doesn't work, because it is a lot of pressure to find something so close, then we go back to the drawing board, back to the closet.
You can find something.
I can find something. I think I'll be okay. But if I'm not, that's fine too.
I think like a big thing, I'm always like, I want, yeah, a new outfit.
Yeah, it feels good.
Never been worn.
Crisp.
New. Yeah, everything's fresh. I feel confident.
I gotta feel confident.
And get drunk.
Yeah, I'm gonna get wasted.
But not too drunk.
Okay. I'm gonna have, I don't know what I'll do. I'll dip my toe around. So that's what I've got. You know what I mean? That's up on the docket. And other than that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Have you been watching anything fun?
Well, I'm excited to watch Love is Blind, which I know you watch and discuss, but
yes.
Have I been? Actually, someone asked me this recently because, like, spoiler alert, I'm back on dating apps.
Wow. Okay. That's a big breakthrough.
It is a big breakthrough. I've been telling you I've been feeling flirty. So I, like, went back on and someone asked me because I forgot.
Ones?
I'm on Hinge, which is semi-disappointing. And then
here's what I'll say about Hinge that I like.
Okay.
There's pros and cons to all the apps, I think.
Absolutely.
I mean,
let's lay it down right now.
A pro maybe to some of the apps. But
okay.
I like on Hinge that there's voice memos
oh,
now.
Oh yeah.
Because nothing gets me going like a voice. If I hear a voice, I'm like, that's a hot person.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I hear you on that.
Like way more than a look or anything. A voice is what really will get me.
Send me over the edge.
But.
Okay.
I think a lot of people who are like, let me put a voice memo on my thing.
Yeah.
Are a little out there.
Sure.
So a lot of the times it's like something dumb or insane.
Yeah, someone trying to be funny, which is humiliating.
But I do like it.
I love it for them.
But I hate when people are like, my perfect date. You know what my biggest pet peeve is, actually?
Here we go.
On
what
a dating
it?
App. If the question is, what's your ideal date?
Yeah.
If they put April 25th, because it's not too hot and not too cold, it makes me, I'm like, LOL.
How dare you? Yeah.
You've seen Mean Girls and also every other profile on here.
Right.
Give it up. It's not a cute joke. It's not working.
Sorry.
Straight men do that too, I think. It's like a thing.
Okay, yeah.
When people think, people who aren't funny that want to be funny.
I took a picture of
Jesse's like, let me delete it from
No. I was like, I took a picture of somebody said something that I was like, what is that?
I also.
Mike laughs so hard every time he roasts me. And I remember.
That wasn't a roast.
It wasn't.
How was that a roast?
Saying that I am deleting something that I wrote.
Because you picked up your phone and started editing.
Oh, what did this person say? Oh, somebody said, nurture me, mama, on like a comment. And I went, this is so weird.
What?
You forget how weird it is. Yeah, people are on a Hinge.
That's on their profile or
no.
They responded that?
They like commented on one of my photos.
Nurture me. I don't like that.
I also didn't like it, but it made me
Why
laugh
because
I was like, ew. I don't know.
Some guy, the thing was like, after work, you'll probably find me ... And he put, at the crib, the fuck you mean is the answer.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was fun.
That's fun. Some people are fun on there. Some people aren't fun. It's like, who is who? Yeah. So I'm on Hinge, Tinder, and Field.
Okay.
Famously. So yeah.
Field, honey.
Thank you. So
that's the fun one for the straights.
Because Hinge, like when I got back on Hinge, I was like, everyone's unattractive now. And I had no idea. Like, no one hot exists. So then I went on Tinder.
All over myself.
It looks great. to make sure there are hot men. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm dappling around. Why no Bumble? I find Bumble is people who play golf. All the guys are like moderates and playing golf, and it's
there
not
are
for me.
A lot of moderates.
Yeah, like I'm just like I don't need to play that game, so I don't believe in Bumble. I don't. I mean, if you are, I guess, moderate and like golf and tennis, like country club, go Bumble away. But if you're, you know, a liberal queen, then I don't think Bumble's for me.
I mean, I think there are. A lot of liberals on there as well. It's just, it is peppered with.
I don't know. Yeah. It's not for me. And I don't think I can have too many. I'm trying to be like, which ones? Like, what are you going to focus on?
Well, you don't have to, like, also just have them in backup. And then, you know, when you're getting horny.
Absolutely. Start swiping,
and then when it's gone, you're like, fuck it.
You're
I
like,
just
bye.
Don't.
I know. So
I don't
it's
have notifications on for dating.
Oh my God, me neither. That would be insane.
Oh, because they'd be blowing them up.
Or I would just be like, ew, don't interrupt my life.
Mine's more like, because I'm like, maybe there'll be a surprise when I open the app this time.
Stop.
How's Field going? They need a new software engineer over there.
Yeah, it's really
app.
Bad. You know, it's interesting because, okay, so for those of you who don't know, Field is like a kink sex dating app. It's primarily for like casual fun play. It's like a few years ago when I was on a sexcapade, it was absolutely great for
it's
me.
It's like a lot of fluid people on there too.
Yes. There's a ton of different people and everyone's like really great at communicating, pretty forward about what they want. So you can be like, okay, no way. Okay. Bop. So... right now, I don't, you know how I'm sort of like, this is me dipping my toe in. I'm not necessarily ready to go in the water, I don't think, yeah, with certain things. Like, I'm not going to push myself. So, yeah, and Field can be really quick and really like, when are we meeting up? So, like,
it's like Grindr for straight people.
Yeah, it's like Grindr for straight people. So, I'm just on there, just perusing, even. I'm just sort of like, who's who? Well, what are we up to? You know?
Have you talked to anybody?
Yeah, I'm chit chatting.
Anybody fun?
Okay, I guess, you know, it's like, why not? So, I'll tell you that this guy that I talked to. I guess, why not? Who cares, right? Yeah, okay. I'm just like, how much am I talking about?
Just do it. Who cares?
I guess who cares? Well, there's this guy I was talking to on Tinder, and he was like, because I find it's really great for me to date when I have a friends with benefits that I can like be hooking up with.
So you can be like, I don't care that this date's going bad because I'm going to go fuck this person.
Yeah, so I'm not like worried about getting sexually, like, I'm like, I have that being checked off. You, if you don't,
and I'm not going to make any mistakes here.
Exactly. So that's why it's like, that's a really great formula for me. So I matched with this guy and he was like, I'm looking for friends with benefits. I was like, okay, cool. And then we were like, then he was like, this is not a big deal, but I don't know why it is to me. He's 5'4".
That's
and
pretty,
I said, wow, I've never been with a I was like,
you said that?
Yeah. He was literally like, I'm gonna rock your fucking world. And I said, damn, like, maybe I
you said I've never been with a short guy before?
I haven't,
Jesse.
Why
you
is
can't
that
say
bad
that to someone?
Why
you can't say that?
He said, okay, we were talking about that. He's fine. Everybody's freaking out for him. He's fine. He said it to me. He was like, is that a deal breaker for you? I said, no. And then he was like, great. Or I said, like, my height. He was like, my ex was 6'1", which I'm like, this man, whoa, the confidence of this man.
I'm guessing like that he, yes, has had to build confidence.
Well, it seems like he has it. So anyhow, I'm like, oh, maybe. And I don't know why I even like think I said this, because I have a construct in my head. I'm like, there's a part of me that always wants to feel smaller than my partner, which I think has to do with like society and being a woman and whatever else. Like, that makes me feel pretty and sexy. And I'm like, I wonder how I would feel. I'm sure it would be fine. Who cares? So anyhow.
No, I'm sure it would be great.
He's my short king, and I don't know. We might meet up.
But yeah, you can't say that.
I said it. He wasn't upset.
What, like,
I even made a joke. I said I might dip my toe in the shallow end. That's what I said. We were joking. He's fine with it.
Okay.
Thank God. I mean, why is that? I don't know.
No, remember, I mean, he sounds like he's very confident. And so.
Yeah. So
it's good. But if he wasn't as confident.
If he wasn't as confident, he would have said 5'7". And then I would have found out in person.
I mean,
I'm sure.
That's why guys that are five, that are short, yeah. say lie about their height, right. because people are like, I've never been with a short guy before.
Well, I'm just being honest. I haven't. And also when you're shopping
I don't think guys want to feel small in the height sense, the same way that girls don't want to feel. Well, I don't know, actually.
I don't
about,
know.
Like, tall girls. But like, if someone said to me, like, I've never been with a big guy before, I would. Lose it.
Sometimes people say to me, like, I've never been with someone so hot. And I go, I can understand why that's so difficult. And like, I hope I can hold your hand through it. but I don't know. I guess like also when you're on apps that are very much physical and super, like, I think you're having those conversations. Like I ask people, I'm like, do you like making out? Because if they don't, I'm like, next.
Yeah, but that's, I don't think that's bad. Unlike Field.
Yeah.
Or like once you start talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I can't give advice on dating apps.
I mean, some people will be like, I really love fit partners. And then I'm like, that's not
Yeah, but
me.
If someone says that, I'm like, dick. Or I'm like, okay, you hate fat people. Got it.
I don't even take it personally. I go, I'm sure there's a ton out there. Go.
I don't take it personally, but I'm like, you hate fat people.
Maybe. People are, it's so, and our sexual preferences also come down to something that like, you know, there's so much in the psyche with that stuff. Like, it's so funny because as I'm getting back into dating, what I love in the bedroom is the scariest thing in the world to me. Like, I love dominance and I like a guy who's really alpha, but I tend to not like that. Like, it's also something that really scares me. So it's like, I'm fighting myself when figuring out what I'm going to do or what I'm interested in.
Like, it scares you in the bedroom too?
I'm saying like, it's no, if I feel like safe with them, but I think it takes time to build safety and connection. Yeah. And so like, if how casual is it? How many times are you meeting? Like, and then if you are like, it just inherently is scary.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's interesting. I think like, I'm kind of grappling with that, with like the things that then I'm like, am I scared to meet, you know? I'm just having to check in with myself about how I'm feeling and like the safety of it all.
Yeah. Listen, I've been dangling out here for many years.
Which ones are you on?
All of them.
Every single one.
Name it. And I probably
have it. Bagel meets coffee or coffee?
No, not that one.
Yeah, I don't know. What about, I don't know. Actually,
I mean all the main ones.
Yeah, the main ones. But are you on OkCupid?
No.
No. I don't know.
The guys on OkCupid are like.
I can't imagine.
Dogs.
Yeah. Are you messaging people?
Sometimes.
That's fun.
But sometimes it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how many like, hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. Like.
Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it grooving. Let's keep it flowing.
I need a relationship where I'm like, I'm working at like a, you know, general store and it's the delivery guy who comes in every morning and we gradually build up the flirt until it leads to something. Like, I just need a year of like. Light interactions and then things will really take off, you know?
Yes. I also think if you give the green light, which is like, I don't love to chit chat for too long, you can like segue out of there quickly.
But I'm like, I also don't
want to meet up.
Not always.
I get it. Sometimes that's what's funny about dating apps. Sometimes you go on there to either be like, I want people to tell me I'm hot. Great. You can go on there and do that.
That does not happen for me.
Or like, I want to go out there and see who's out there. Like, oh, wow, look at all the people that are out there. Or I want to go out there and like, there's just so, if you have no expectations and you're just like, I'm doing it for whatever. I don't even know. I'm out of practice myself and I'm having trouble kind of figuring out what I want even in the moment. Like,
yeah. Well, listen, that's a big step.
Thank you for saying that. It is a big step. Yeah, I'm feeling really good.
That's a big step.
Yeah, I feel very like ready to like meet new. I feel very ready to meet people and
yeah,
have fun again.
You're good at dating, though.
Thank you for saying that. I like it. I think that now I just look at it. It can be so fun and you can have such strong boundaries on things that like.
See, that's where we differ. Like, yeah. It's impressive that you do. I cannot possibly like have how boundaries. You can go and have like one beer and be like, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I would be there until
close.
I'm meeting his family. Like,
yeah.
And I like hate him and his family. No. And I'm like, of course, I'd love to.
Well, see, that's a great thing to work on, though, because I think that then it will be more fun if you don't feel like you're going to get trapped. Like, I bet you feel like you're going to get trapped.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that all the time.
Yeah, I used to feel like that, too. I used to have the same thing where I, like, could not leave. I knew I wasn't interested. I knew I didn't like them. And they'd be like, another round? And I'd be like, and sometimes I'd say, I'm okay. And they would order another round. And I'd be like, what is happening? Like, now I'm trapped. Longer? Like, I can't believe this.
Yeah, it's remarkable. There's the times where I'm like, how are you having fun here?
Well, I think when
I'm giving you nothing.
Oh, so when you shut off? Sometimes I'm like, God, I'm so fun. Sometimes I'm like, Jesse, remember you're really fun and see if they are matching your energy.
Yeah, you have confidence.
I do, because it's, I guess the confidence also comes from knowing that you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. So who cares? I might as well be fully myself. I've actually decided this is the first time I was like, oh, I've never. I mean, I definitely was dressing fun and flirty when I was dating last time, but I've never like slayed. Like I've never. I'm like, I'm going to walk into a bar and be like the most stunning woman. I've never like showed up being like really when I just want to have fun with my friends and just wear something kooky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think that's going to be how I want to show up.
Show up kooky?
Show up like fully myself, dress for a Met Gala, you know?
It's sometimes I'm like, because, you know, I love a opulent look.
Of course.
But then some, like, I'm like, what's, I feel like I have multiple.
Well, go with your personalities. Mood. Go with your mood. That's true. I do too.
And I'm like, I don't want to show up in an opulent thing and then have them think this is the standard because I'm like, this is not what we're meeting all the time.
But the standard is I show up based on how my mood is. And so sometimes it's Met Gala. Sometimes it's casual. Sometimes it's me in sweats.
Yeah, I'm like, sometimes it's Met Gala. Sometimes it's janitor after Met Gala.
Everybody knows janitor's coming up. Like, we all have got a janitor in there. But I'm saying, like, I think we forget, like, it can be fun, too. I was like, oh, it'll be fun to go on dates because I'll get to get dressed up.
Yeah.
And I like that. So I'm like, it's already a win if I get to, like, wear something fun.
Now that we're hitting, like, fall, it's a different vibe.
It's a different vibe. Because I'm
like, summer's so outfits disgusting. Are just not.
Disgusting.
Like, people that are like, I feel so confident in the summer.
I
like,
don't.
Like, you grew up popular and hot.
Yeah, I'll never forget the date.
If you love the summer, you grew up popular.
That's, if you like, love the summer, you don't have upper lip sweat. That's, you don't have that. You don't know what that's like, that you're like, oh, it's mist, like, oh, a little sweat. Yeah. I'm like, no.
And you
no.
have a thigh gap that you could fit a ruler between.
Yeah, and you're cold all the time. You're the girl in the office who's like, God, the AC is just, I'm shivering.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hope you die, Marcy.
The girl
how
that
about
keeps
that?
Turning down the AC
I
in
can't.
The car.
I simply can't. Yeah, so that girl who loves summer, I don't know her. I don't like her, if I'm being honest.
It's a very...
But fall, I one time showed up for a date in the summer. I got there. I kid you not. We went to this like place and we were in a corner where there was no air. I had my wrists on the beer. I said, I'm going to pass out. It's like, I'm going to pass out. There's no air in here. The whole date was me being like, I might pass out.
I like have tried to make a mental like stop saying you're hot all the time.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'm fine.
And I think sometimes you have to just like admit it.
And they're like, should we sit outside? I'm like,
perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
It looks like it's all in the sun.
Exactly.
I love that.
What I wanted. Yeah, but fall, everyone looks hot. And winter too. Winter, you get the big reveal. You come in with the coat and then you go, bam. And then it's like, oh.
And layers. Who doesn't look good in layers?
I know. I love a layer. I can't wait.
And a for coat, a jacket, please. Oh,
you don't know me until I'm wearing a coat.
No.
I'm excited for fall. Fall's the flirtiest, I think. The leaves are falling. I'm falling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It depends. Because I feel like fall, because of global warming, has like lost its luster a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's so quick now. You sneeze, it's
and
over.
It's like one day it'll be nice. The next day it's hot.
I know.
Or it's like 60, but it's humid.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to sweat. Like,
I'm not. Because
then you're like, okay, I'm going to pull a look. And then you're there. It's, you're sweating on the way to the fucking train.
If anything, it's like, I'm going to choose to be cold. I'm going to choose to be cold. Because again, what is cuter than shivering? Literally, I can't name a
song. Oh my God. It's so cute.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so little and cold.
I remember one time this guy that I was like, talking to years ago, he was like, yeah, the straight guy that was not. But I remember if we were like on the roof and it was, I think, December. Oh. And I was like shivering. And he was like, oh, you're shivering.
What did you do?
And like,
did that thing, yeah, where they warm you up with your shoulders?
And I was like, I am Kate Winslet.
I'm like, and now I'm wet.
The guy was like, I am a small,
be careful.
I'm a popular girl. That's what it felt like.
Ugh. And you were.
It was the most blissful 30 seconds of my life.
Every date you should go into it being like, I'm the popular girl. That's exactly that's the mentality going in.
Yeah, it's true.
That's all I'm saying.
I went to the movies last night.
Oh my God, how fun. What did you see?
The Nun 2.
How's that?
I shed a tear at the end.
Wow. What is, I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's a horror movie.
Wow. You love horror.
I do.
And you shed a tear at a horror?
At the end.
Wow. I didn't know.
But it's like in The Conjuring. So there's like The Conjuring
universe. Okay.
And The Nun and The Nun 2 are like part of The Conjuring universe.
Wow. It was good?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's the new, it's like A Haunting in Venice or something like that. But it's like a horror movie with Tina Fey.
Oh. What?
Where it's like, and she's just like in it.
That's wild, because famously, like, horrors do well because they don't have to have any actor that's known.
Well, that it does make all the difference for me, because it like one with no known actors, you know, it's going to be
rough. But the plot, I don't.
But
know.
I'm like, there's also like The Conjuring, for example.
Yeah.
The girl in it is Vera Farmiga, who's like kind of like a horror. She's in a lot of horror stuff. And she was also like the mom in Bates Motel.
Oh.
And then in The Nun, it's her real life little sister.
Obsessed.
Who is also in like a lot of American Horror Story and stuff.
Wow.
And like Emma Roberts, I would argue, is like kind of a scream queen.
Yeah, I would
in
as
that
well.
She's in like a lot of.
Scary. This,
like very, I feel like it's like a lot of horror actors are in various.
Wow.
Like the guy from The Conjuring is also the guy from, or from all the Conjurings, is also the main guy from all of the Insidious movies.
Well, I don't know really anything about horrors.
I think it's like a good, I'm like, if you're in, it seems like you're in. It seems kind of maybe like a smaller universe.
Yeah, it does seem very small.
I want to be in a horror movie.
I think you could. Who would you want to be? Like scary or scared?
Yes.
Oh, you'd be the bad guy?
Yeah. Well, it depends. If it's like a ghost movie.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be the bad guy, because then it's like so much, like I'm not even recognizable. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess if you're
playing, like, I'm like, I don't want to play like
an invisible
no, ghost. No,
that's, but what if it's you just like very opaque?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I would want to be in like a scream, like a thriller, like a slasher.
Yeah.
As the bad guy.
Wow.
Don't you think that'd be so fun?
I think that would be fun. I actually, like, when I think about it, I'm like, I wonder if I'd have trouble literally filming that stuff.
I feel like it probably goes like step by step.
Yeah, it goes step by step. I would probably genuinely be great at it because I'd be scared. It's scary. I get scared. I would be a bad guy. I'd like to be evil.
Wouldn't it be fun? But like you play, like it's just like you're a normal girl the whole time. And then it's like.
That. That switch.
I love a switch.
Oh my God. Nothing like a switch. Oh my God. Like,
you
know,
did you see Get Out?
Yeah.
Like when Allison Williams is like, you know, I can't give you the keys right
now. Yeah. And I was like, well,
it's like iconic.
Iconic. It is incredible when that happens because as an audience member, you're always like, I'm always like,
I love it. The switch is like,
I know.
Like in Scream, which one was it? When she was like with the, when she's like, it's not me. And the girl's like, I know. And then like shoots her in yeah. the head.
Incredible.
Across the board.
Yeah, that's really, it is good. I do like that. I like to be surprised, even though now I'm always like, it's whoever you think it couldn't be. And then I'm like, well, who couldn't it be?
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure it out. And then I'm wrong or I'm right. But it's scary.
The new American Horror Story has started.
That's about the baby, right?
I don't fucking know what it is. I'm not watching it. It's also like Ryan Murphy just loves to get like really famous people that he thinks are hot in shows and then they can't act.
Yeah.
Like Gus Kenworthy, no offense, gay Olympian. Like hot gay Olympian that then Ryan Murphy like put into American Horror Story as like a main role. And I'm like, this man can't fucking act.
Yeah, he takes chances. The only season I watched was Circus and I truly lost weight watching it because I
Freak
felt
Show
so
was like
sick.
Not that.
I felt so sick. It's so much blood.
Like season two is the best. I love season two.
It scared me too much. I think I started and I went, this is not going to be
like
good.
The ones where Sarah Paulson is playing a, it's all based around like the leading, the Sarah Paulson, the Lily Rabe like roles.
Yeah.
If they're dumb, like the two headed girl.
Yeah.
In that, I'm like, I don't want to see Sarah Paulson as a woman with two fucking heads.
Right. I hear you on that.
Like, I want to see an iconic monologue.
Give me a monologue.
Jessica Lange, monologue.
Oscar performance, Emmy's clip. Let's go.
Like, in Freak Show, they have Jessica Lange.
She was great.
But, like, the one where she's singing the full song, a Lana Del Rey song, on stage.
Yeah.
Like, senselessly.
Listen.
This is what happens when you give gay people too much power.
It's true. Too much money, too much
power.
Just
kidding. It should just go to me, but...
Yeah, I thought it was too bloody. I did. I think there's too much blood and stuff.
Freak Show is like a hard... You should have done like the witch one.
I think that one really seemed scary.
I really don't think... I think your threshold for fear is probably higher.
Than I think?
Than you think. You watch all the Scream movies.
I know. But I wasn't alone. And that's helpful. I was also like... Although I don't know if... Ideally, I like to watch with someone who's watched it before and I can say, please tell me when the scary parts are coming. Let's turn down the volume. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know it's not fun to watch with me, I feel like. And then I have to talk a lot so that I can like.
You do talk a lot.
Because I want to remind myself. I'm like, I'm talking to be like, it's not real. None of it's real. What's going on? What's that? Did you see that?
I talked a lot. More than all the others.
Yeah, I talk. That's
Jesse literally was like,
I talk.
Oh my God, is he going to die? Chris, is he going to die? Who is that? What's he doing? Is he dead? Wait, why is he dead? Is he going to die? No, who's that? No. And that was literally like
everyone's dying. I know. I'm not. That's the thing. I don't know if people love watching them with me because it's work. You know,
yeah,
it's work. It can be fun, but for the most part, I am genuinely scared.
But then I guess if it's not joy for you.
Yeah. Well, it's joy in certain like ways that sometimes like I love the plot of them. Sometimes the best twists are in horrors or thrillers. So I'm always like, God, I kind of want to know or I want to see, but I'm scared for my life. When I'm alone, that mute is down. It's down so low. I can barely hear it. I've got the captions on and I'm going and I'm talking so much because I'm like, it's not real. That hallway looks dark. I wouldn't. We're going. Good luck.
I feel like whenever I'm always kind of picturing like how they filmed it.
Yeah. That's
which
smart.
Takes away a lot of the fear. Cause I'm like, there's 200 people like
behind the camera.
Behind this camera that's like watching them do this bizarro.
See when thing.
Or I'm like, I wonder how they got that to look like that. Like how did they get those guts to look like?
I'm always like, cause they're real. Because they're real guys. Because that poor actor died making this scene. Because how else could you explain that? Like that, I just believe it fully. It scares me out of my mind.
I wish sometimes I was like, that's how.
That's what you thought?
Yeah.
You believed so hard? I do. I believe really hard. Too much. Even though like I, yeah, it's, I just, it seems insane. It seems insane that it looks so real.
Yeah.
Art, you know, art these days.
I mean,
it's really stunning.
I've been watching some of the new Law and Order SVU.
How's that?
Talk about a terrible show.
Is it? It's jumped the shark. It's gone too far.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What
They've
season
gone
is it?
24.
It's, you have to, I mean.
Olivia Benson, I think, is like the longest running television character of all time.
Yeah.
With no breaks.
Incredible.
Because she's been on
since
as
the
that
get.
Character. So, yeah, since season one. She directs a lot of the episodes now.
I would too.
I think she gets like $750,000 an episode.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But it's like they are so trying to like pander to
yeah
every
big
underrepresented community
oh.
that it's like too much.
Yeah.
Like the way that they'll be like, well, he's at home. Like she's like, I'm going to call ahead. Like say I get murdered. Okay.
I'm upset.
Or I've been like hurt.
Are you okay?
And they'd be like, she's like, hold on. I'm going to call ahead to the hospital and make sure they have a nurse with LGBTQ plus experience.
I'm crying.
Like literally. Like it's literally like
that. And then
that.
You wake up and you go, who said I'm gay?
Like all of the cops of the NYPD are like so woke.
Oh, so woke.
And they all like it's.
It's some good writing.
Too much.
It's a lot.
It's rushed.
It's rushed. We don't need that.
It's
we don't
rushed
need that.
For sure.
Wow, wow, wow.
Dun dun. But it's easy watching, you know?
Oh my God, it's so easy to watch. I used to watch a lot.
And I see people,
yeah,
like every episode, I'm like, oh, they used to work at the restaurant.
Yeah.
They used to work at the restaurant.
Oh, that's fun.
But where's my audition?
Yeah, I did audition for Law & Order. This is quite a story. I auditioned for Law & Order once I got.
Which one? The SVU?
I think so. I don't even know. I had like gotten representation. I thought my life was up and moving, but my agent was constantly like, you're going to go out for like massive homeless woman. Like every audition, I was like, can I ask a question? How do you see me? And so this one, it was like Law and Order is like, okay. They're like, you need a West Virginia accent. And I said, that is nowhere on anything I've ever said.
You're like, just make it up. At least according to today's Law and Order standards. They're like, just.
I should have. I was. So now I have to. And also in the audition, you have to cry. Okay. It's like two scenes. You have to cry. I have to have a West Virginia accent. You have a day to do it. I'm like looking up how to pronounce every single word. Because I think I had to say the word poop, which was like Pope is how I wrote it. Yeah, it was Pope. That's the accent. You go, Pope, my Pope. Like, I was just.
What was the character?
I was the bad guy.
Okay.
So I was like snapping in the scene and I don't remember, but like. Just like a West Virginia, it's like I'm like a hillbilly type thing. And then I snap and there was something to do with poop. And anyhow, it was just a wild, wild experience where I went in there being like, if I can get through this, I'm not going to book. That was every audition I went on with that agent. I was like, I'm not going to book.
I want to find who, what.
Yeah, me too. I should look that up. Afterwards, I said, I'll never look at this again.
When I had my famously two lines on Difficult People on Hulu.
Oh my God.
The agent was a friend of mine, like had worked for her, but she was a child talent agent.
Wow.
And so this had come across her desk and she called me.
She said,
and
I have the best kid I know.
She said, I have the role, your role of a lifetime. Words. She's like, it is chubby gay teen.
No.
In Difficult People.
No. No. No.
And she was like, so, like, it was a self-tape. She's like, so just like shave, you know, make yourself as chubby, as gay, as teeny,
as gay as humanly possible.
And young. Because it was like, supposed to be like an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
And I did it and I booked.
Well.
And then I got, when I went, because it was like a trailer. And I'm like, it's going to say
Chubby Gay
Teen on the trailer.
Did it?
No, they had named the character in the script. And I think probably purely because
people like, were
when I auditioned, it said Chubby Gay Teen.
Yeah, that's too much.
But when I went, it said Bryce.
Thank God.
They found the chubbiest, gayest name they could find.
Thank God.
But
my breakdowns from that one agent, each was worse than the next. And I was like, how is this legal to even like put out a call for this? I mean,
she also once asked me, she was like, can you self tape for this cable commercial?
Yeah.
And I need it in like 2 hours. And I was working at the restaurant and I was like, I can't like get it. And it also paid like
a dollar.
It was like $200. And I was like, I can't write like I'm at work.
Yeah.
And I'm not available the day that I would have to be available. And she was like, it's good practice anyway. Even if you're not available, like just do it. And so I was like, okay. So I like did it in the office at the restaurant and then sent it to her. And she was like, can you like care at all? Like, there's garbage in the background. It looks like you're in a storage room. And I was like,
I am.
Like, that's exactly. And she was like, it's just like, this is embarrassing. I can't. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not available anyway. Whatever.
Yeah.
She calls me like an hour later. She's like, you're not going to believe it. Sometimes, you know, I'm wrong and you booked it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not available.
Oh my God. This is the worst agent I've ever heard of. Yeah.
And she was like, wait, you're not, you can't do it. And I was like, I cannot, I'm not available.
I told you that. You said to practice.
And
she got mad?
Yeah, I don't like.
Agents are such bullies sometimes. You don't even realize you're getting bullied left and right.
I can't stand people. It's like a thing, definitely like managers, agent, that they don't listen or read. Like,
not a thing.
They just say.
They say, they just they say, send,
they don't listen to response.
No.
They don't read response.
Not a one.
Like, I'm like, did you read what I just wrote? Like, I would be like, I can't go tomorrow. Whatever. And they're like, okay, so then tomorrow we're going to need you for, and I'm like, no, I can't go tomorrow. Like, you, it's.
As a dyslexic, and there's that funny sketch about a literate agent, and I'm like, I think all of them are illiterate. I think that's why they like to talk on the phone, and I think that's just the backbone of it. They can't, they don't read, they don't want to read.
I think
they get mad at you if they get the date wrong. They're like, well, what am I going to tell them? I'm like, well, tell them what happened.
I think it's a major like sell, book,
yes.
book, book. And it's like a good drive in some instances, but also very frustrating for anyone else. Cause I'm like, you're not listening, nor do you care.
Yeah. They're like, could you drop everything you're doing right now and do this thing? And you're like, no, what?
Like, it's a favor for my friend who's also like,
yeah, I'm like, I'm in the middle. Every time it was like, I need this by tomorrow. I'm like, okay, no, my answer, I can't. What do you mean? I have things going on.
But yeah, so
I miss. So we are both looking for reps.
Anyway,
we're really fun and easy to work with. But the, you know.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Love that.
How much time do we have? Oh, not enough time for AM.
No, not this
Hallmark.
Time.
But I feel like I had a story to tell you, but I don't know that I did.
I felt that too. When's the last time you auditioned for something?
I auditioned for the role of
retired
happiness every morning, and I've yet to book it.
You're going to. But
no, I haven't auditioned for, I mean, I told you I think about, like, not like an audition that I've cared about in a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a simple answer.
Beautiful answer.
It's like, how are people auditioning for things all the time?
I don't know, because the energy you have to have, and like, I think for me, it just became like, with the self-tape game, it was like, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I could go to an office, do a thing, and then leave, but I can't like have a setup at home and draw. I just like, it's not for me.
One of my, I had an audition, I think like, I think it was like after COVID, but it was for a commercial or something, like a big commercial, but it was gonna be with like me and it was supposed to be like the mom of a rich kid was like the role, and then the kid. And so like the mom was like, I was like the babysitter.
Oh, cool.
But they wanted me to improvise. Love and that. So I had to go down to the office in Soho.
Yeah.
And I got there and it was like this hot straight man casting associate.
Right.
And he was like, okay, I'm just going to improvise as the kid and the mom with you.
Humiliating.
And there was
everybody.
No one else in the office. So it was just like me and this guy. And I was had to pretend he was a 6-year old kid. And he'd be like, well, mommy says I can't go. And I was like, I can't do this.
I was like, this is weird. The things that you've had to do, like sometimes I've gone into auditions where they're like, this is a bra commercial. So just take your shirt off. And I'm always like, I don't know what this is. And here are my tits.
And it pays $96.
Yeah, I'm just like, what is going on in this room? There's just no one looking out for anybody in those things half the time. I truly feel like it's mayhem. It is mayhem.
Yeah, but if anybody is looking for any,
but honestly, we are available and really talented. The improv's off the chain.
I want to be in a horror movie.
Great.
I'm going to start manifesting.
Great.
That.
I love that.
I've decided. I want to start putting it into the world that I want to be in a horror movie.
Yeah.
And I want to be the bad guy.
I see that for you.
Because then also that means I'm in the whole movie.
Yeah, which is really cool. And a trusting person, I'm assuming, for most of it until you switch.
Yeah.
I'm putting into the ether that I want to have both of my podcasts blow up, get a lot of sponsorships and recognition so that like T-Mobile comes to me and says, you're automatically our spokesperson. And every commercial is just fun. And I go, I will do that for you. And honestly, America is shocked with how great the commercials are. They're just fun. It's like, is that your friend, that kooky neighbor girl who's got T-Mobile?
When's the last time you watched commercials?
When I was at your house and there were commercials.
Oh, with fucking Freevee?
Yeah, Freevee commercials.
Don't get me started on this new Amazon thing. Freevee, where it's like, yeah, you can watch this movie, but it's with commercials. Thanks for paying for Prime.
Yeah, so annoying.
And you were inspired by those.
No, I just... you said when was the last time, and I think that was
I want to be on a billboard.
That's really fun.
Or like, it's like the phone is off the billboard. You know, when there's like a...
Oh, yeah, like sticking like, out. Like your hand, oh, that's so and it's fun. Like
and then people could like... what's the word?
Take a picture?
No, like graffiti it.
Oh, yeah, graffiti it.
So I'm holding funny objects.
Sometimes I like to practice the like T-Mobile, raising the bar. Like just like all the different ways you could say it. Or I think
is that
Toyota is like Toyota. Go farther or something like that. Toyota.
Let's look it up. I don't think.
I love stuff like that.
You love a catchphrase?
What's Burger King's?
Oh, that's a good one.
Burger King. Have it your way.
Let's go places. Have it's Toyota. Your way.
Oh, let's go places. Let's go.
It
places.
Used to be moving forward.
Like, I just love, that's my favorite part of, I in love here, that.
It's always Friday.
Yeah. And then it's like Fridays where it's always Friday.
Or when you're here, your family.
Yeah.
I like that one too.
I like that one too.
What does Red Lobster have one?
Red Lobster. It's sort of fresh.
Red Lobster for when you want seafood.
Yeah.
For the seafood lover in you is theirs.
Yeah. Because famously when I was at Betches and they had me, and Mike has always helped me like start doing little, and I was like, this is going to be my, I was so good at it. And I was like, this is my lane. Someone's going to hear me and be like,
wait, what?
Like, I started doing intros for their different podcasts. Oh. And then like little ads. I forget what ad I did. Yeah. And I was like, this is my calling. This is it. I'm the girl who's going to say things at the end or the beginning in like a kooky, weird way.
But that, the thing with the ads for like, someone needs to write them to make sense.
Yeah.
Because when you have to read an ad and then it's like, it's a product that does that. And you're like, it's a product.
Not that. I'm not good at the reading. I'm not good at the medical stuff or any logistics. Like, improvise
why you love this thing. I'm like, and because I love cook. I don't love cooking for myself.
Wait.
But some on Fridays, I make pasta.
Yeah. And they're like, great. Just more natural next time. I one time booked this radio show gig where I had to pretend to be a caller, which that part was easy. I was like, I listen to, you know, every morning. It gets me going. And my kids in the back.
It's
I was
like my cup of coffee.
Yeah, I loved it. But then they were like, great. Now we need you just to say, like, I love, like, Z89. And then I love K52 XM radio. And I'm dyslexic. And when I tell you they put these letters in front of me, I was like, I love K52. 59, like they were like, it has to roll off your tongue. And I was like, I can't read this. This is my nightmare.
You, does it help if you do like, do like write it like K59, like K5. Separate?
It's like you have to say this, these letters together and numbers as if they flow. And as soon as I'd learn one, there'd be another one to learn. And I was supposed to be doing it like on the fly. It's supposed to be quick because people can read.
It's XRYZ 102.3.
Yeah. And
they should have just fed it to you.
Yeah, maybe they should have. But instead I said, well, I am dyslexic and this is one of those moments. Like, they don't give you the script early. Here I am. I said, I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. I might need some time. And like, I could just tell they were all like, I could just tell. I was like, well, I'll never be coming back. And it's a bummer because I really had fun except for this part. But I also was like, this is not my strength. I truly cannot do that.
Yeah.
I can't.
There was an America's Next Top Model that was dyslexic, and then they had to do the, where they read the commercial off the
teleprompter,
and it was in like Cantonese or something. And she was like, literally, and they're like, take 29. And the girl was like, I'm dyslexic, and it's in another language. I can't do it.
Yeah,
like, you have, like,
it's too much.
And they're like, a real model would fight through.
Exactly. And you're like, dyslexic. It just means, but yeah, it's very interesting that way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So,
but
maybe I could, maybe I'll fall back into it. You never know when my VO career could really take off.
Yeah, I could see you. You should look. Should we be hosting local radio shows?
Yeah, how do we do that?
I don't know. Ones in Albany are the only ones I hear because
my parents
keep it on.
How do we do that? I would love to do a morning show with you. Or to be honest, an evening show. I would do a late afternoon show if I had
to. Like Delilah.
I would love a Delilah show. More people listen to this now. Oh. Yeah, but paid, Mike?
I think unless you're like Delilah. But like Delilah is like
The exception.
We all live in different are from different states, and we all know Delilah.
We all love Delilah.
Because she's broadcast in like literally 50 states and has been for.
I love that. I would love that.
Local radio station in Albany still plays like old Casey Kasem tapes from like the 80s and the 70s.
Wow.
Every Sunday. And I'm like, can we retire? Like,
yeah.
This is what, like, we need, people need jobs. Why are we listening to Casey Kasem's fucking thing from 1975?
Where are the budgets? Where are the budgets?
I'm like, they literally just play the tape. Nobody's working in the office that day. Everyone's in church, apparently.
Apparently.
Or they should be.
Wow. Well, like, okay, so if you're working at a local radio show or you know someone who does, pass our name along.
I think you have to live there.
Why?
I don't know. That's how it works.
I think that feels insane to me.
Well, if it's local, like Delilah probably is like.
Okay, so maybe we could be regional. Well, just the entertainment. I don't want to do traffic. I mean, I'll read the traffic if they tell it to me. Why do I have to be there to know it?
I don't think you're booking this job.
I'm booking. I've already booked it.
I think if you went in with this attitude, why do you have to tell me it to read it?
I would just be like, yeah, you need entertainment? Sit down, techie.
Techie?
Like the tech person. I don't know. I did radio in college. That's like,
oh, really?
One of the ways I learned.
Learned the trade.
I said, wait, I'm great at talking. I should do this for a career. And then the universe said, do it as a passion first.
And on that note.
Oh, what a passion this has been for me
what a
to
passion.
Be with you.
Same.
And to Ditto. Really celebrate. And we actually have really exciting news coming up that we can't tell you yet, but it's going to be so exciting. So get
Which
excited.
Which one are you talking about?
Well, I don't want to say what it is.
Okay, I'm like, I think I might have announced something on the Patreon already.
Okay, cool.
So check out the Patreon if you haven't. Patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yeah.
Or follow Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.